Funnily enough, it's not a Saturday in which I find myself recording this episode. It is on a Friday at lunchtime, where I'm actually out tomorrow, a barbecue all day. And I don't really have time now, but I thought I'd get something that's fresh. And that is the whole kind of design profession that is around the terms product designer, UX designer, and UI designer. And while I am recording this, I'm also walking to the local shop to get some coffee, because I have found coffee to be one of the best gifts for people. If you're ever kind of short of finding something for a long-term friend or someone you don't know, get some coffee. It has helped me in many occasions. I'm just going to try and cross this road. There's the green person that looks like a man, but it should actually be a generic person symbol. So the reason I have this issue at the moment and why I need to jot it down is we at Etch are looking for a UI designer at the moment. For UX designers, I know who to call up on. I know the local talent, and because I kind of am one myself, it's quite easy for me to go to where I need to go. And you know, I'm probably on Slack channels, or I have a load of people on my Twitter feed and all that kind of stuff. However, when it comes to UI designers, there has been this issue where over the last few years, and I'd say they're very short years, maybe 3 or 4, the phenomenon of the UX designer, and I think recruitment might be to blame for this, is that UX designers have somehow got large wage increases, because companies were told they needed UX designers, design was a competitive advantage, and you need people to look at what you do, figure out how it works, and make improvements. But along the way, UI was kind of left, and visual design didn't carry on the same pace, which boggles the mind, because I think there was this miscategorization where maybe these people thought UX included UI and they were just getting some kind of design unicorn out of it. Anyway, skip forward a few years and I'm in the position of trying to find an amazing user interface designer, one that can look at a problem and go, I can solve this with my skills in visual design. I'm going to think about things, use the knowledge that I know, and because I know Spotify solved a problem like this, I'm going to use that. I'm also aware of current trends, and I'm going to work fast and work in an order that means I can show things early. I don't believe in design sign-off, so we're going to create high-quality prototypes, and when those are kind of acknowledged to be a good way to get everyone kind of bought into the design that we're doing, then I'm going to do the UI design in production, which we're going to have longer to do. I care about testing on devices because I know my designs are going to be used across many, and I'm also interested in picking up new tools that help me be creative within constraints. So a UI designer is obsessed by good quality consistency, not consistency of rubbish. Understands things like primary calls to action and all the stuff I think sometimes we forget. And even goes as far as thinking of print style sheets, accessibility, inclusive design. So that is one role in itself. We didn't lose it by finding UX designers to do this for us. Even for those who are innovating at pace, take Airbnb. I recently did an interview with one of the design leads there, and they are creative within constraints. They have a design language system, but they challenge it, they use it appropriately, and they're also experimenting. And these are the skills that I'm looking for in a UI designer. And it's not stacking up. I am seeing some portfolios from UI designers that have been kind of a product of them working at a, let's say, traditional marketing agency, where they've not been kind of allowed to, and I use the words allowed to because I found someone else to use these words. They've not been allowed to do great UI work. They've been told to do this, work off this brand style, and it's all very mediocre work. I don't really care that it's for companies that I've never heard of. It's just that you look at it, and to me, UI design has to stand up on its own, not need explanation, not tell me that there were constraints and the project took too long and all the kind of things a UI doesn't need explaining. You should see it and understand it, and the complexity isn't there because the designer has found intuitive ways of allowing a user access to the most valuable things to them. I was challenged recently from one of our designers actually about T-shaped designers, so not just being good at one thing but maybe two or three, and I would find it wholly kind of encouraging if there was a UI designer that would admit that they are 70% UI and 30% UX. That's fine. That you're understanding kind of where your skills sit in accordance to your personality type and what fires you up. And I constantly go on about what fires people up, because when you learn new things, it doesn't stick if you don't really care about it. So yeah, I'm in a situation where there's plenty of good quality UX designers, because maybe they were attracted to wage increases, and I really wish that wasn't the case, but you know, the rules of the world dictate that people are drawn to money. I may have a differing opinion that you do what you're great at, do more of it, fires you up, and you're going to be rewarded for it eventually. So that's just my two cents on things. Product designers, again, are a kind of, I hope we don't get the kind of fallout of what we did with UX design. I hope that people didn't go, oh, that's what UX design is called now, because it's not. I'm more a product designer now than a UX designer, only because of I'm caring more about the business. I'm caring more about growth, and in my spare time I'm reading about growth. And it's more of a kind of product strategy piece that I want to learn, because I don't know it. And Jonathan Courtney said it recently, that the more you can do, the more value you can give to a client or within your own business, you will be rewarded for it. And I'm not too worried about specialists versus generalists. I mean, the more you do, the greater value you can demonstrate. However, you have to be good. There's no getting away from doing the hard work and getting good, getting critique, not just from internal design experts, but also externally as well. We're doing user tests nearly every week, and I involve the UI designer and myself in that, because that is our yardstick to quality. That is how we know we are good at what we do. Not by our peers as much, but more by the people that it's actually directly going to benefit. So hopefully there was some insight there. Please give me feedback on Twitter at Ross Chapman. Do check out that interview I did with Tim Kodoek from Airbnb. It kind of lit me up to how other people work, and it must just be a great place to progress as a designer, no matter what your specialism or generalism is. Okay, speak soon, have a great weekend, and stay awesome.